Appalachia boasts natural landscapes and unique cultural touchstones, which place it on the bucket list for a lot of travelers. But here's a question. What happens if a hidden gem becomes so popular that it's unsustainable? Take, for example, the Canaan Valley in West Virginia, which is becoming a very trendy tourist destination. A new road makes it easier to get there from Washington, D.C. The growing number of visitors is good for business, but it's also straining the resources of a county with just one stoplight and 7,000 year-round residents. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Mason Adams recently visited the towns of Thomas and Davis in Tucker County to learn more.
It's a chilly spring Saturday in Thomas, and Christopher Quattro is negotiating with customers at Quattro Music Company and Frock and Roll Vintage.
How about $10 for the coat?
He's got a steady stream of local folks who know him and want the crucial conversation you could only get at small-town record stores. But there are a lot of new faces, too. City folks like Maddie Carter, who came over from Washington, D.C.
Well, we looked up like just kind of getaways close enough that we could get to for a long weekend, and we heard lots of good things about Thomas.
There are a lot more visitors like Maddie since the extension of U.S. 48, or Corridor H, opened 5 years ago. More tourists are coming to Tucker County to play and explore nearly 130,000 acres of federal and state public land. The growing number of people has transformed the nearby towns of Thomas and Davis, supporting more art galleries and small businesses. Thomas is up on a mountain. Even in May, the skies look threatening. There's even some snow coming down. But Front Street is popping with tourists, keeping Quattro busy at the register.
Looks like it's going to be $103.79.
What's your
Venmo? It is. And when I ask people where they're from, it's now 80% D.C. Beltway, D.C. Beltway, D.C. Beltway, you know, Northern Virginia, and Pittsburgh.
That's changed the town's feel. Darren and Nikki Queen are from nearby Upshur County and first started coming here as teens and now as a married couple. They can see the change just on social media.
Now it's like an Instagram spot. Now it's like everyone has to come and like have like their Instagram photos there.
And Tucker County makes for great photos. Elected officials have expanded public land around Davis and Thomas for decades, both within the Canaan Valley National Wildlife Refuge and Dolly Sods Wilderness. With the pandemic driving everyone outside, Tucker County is seeing more people than ever. That's good for business, but it's also created problems, especially for working people in the area, says Quattro.
We're already seeing between Airbnb, our service community, service staff can't afford to live here. They're being moved to Parsons, which is 15 miles down the mountain, which on a good day is 15, 20 minutes drive. On a bad, foggy, traffic-y behind truck day, it's a half an hour plus drive.
The lumber barons who harvested Tucker County's forest in the 1800s gave way in the next century to hunters and adventurers exploring its wild terrain. Like Matt Marcus, who first visited it in 1984 as a mountain biker, and now works at Blackwater Bikes in the neighboring town of Davis.
Well, it was like the Wild West. There were hundreds of miles of trails going in every direction. There was no restriction.
But lately, Marcus has been feeling like some of the public land expansions were a bad idea, because they're a part of what's fueling the rapid growth in visitors, which puts more stress on the people already here.
It used to be April and November. It was totally dead around here, and then now it's just regular business going on. And if we have a nice summer, it's going to be crazy this year.
That should position the bike shop for a big year, but it's been hit by supply chain troubles. Marcus says that usually the shop would have 30 or 40 new bikes available by May. This year, they've got two.
We're looking at probably the worst year ever when we should be having our best year ever.
Marcus and his co-worker Sue Haywood are skeptical about the county being able to keep up with the new growth.
A lot of wealthy people are coming in here and buying second homes, but then at the same time, like this, the town of Davis doesn't even have the capacity to change the trash bags in the town park.
Just down the road at Sirianni's, an Italian restaurant that's been a cornerstone in Davis since it opened in the 80s, co-owner Walt Rinaldi is more optimistic. He points to the artistic renaissance in Thomas and growing opportunities for entrepreneurs.
Now it's so nice to see young people buying the buildings, doing galleries, being able to ship their work all over the world. I don't think anyone imagined what was going to happen after they opened up that highway. We're within, what, a six-hour drive of a quarter of the United States population.
Ranali, who in a previous life was one of the nation's youngest mayors over in Thomas, acknowledges the towns aren't keeping up. But he sees these as solvable problems with planning and smart investments.
We only have one stoplight in the county, which is in Parsons. And we envision three up here eventually going, because you have to have policemen out there to direct traffic to come out of Blackwater Falls.
That traffic coming out of Blackwater Falls State Park, it's a staple story up here. I also heard it from Ruth Bullwinkle, the park's chaplain.
It took over an hour to get out of the park on a Saturday because the traffic was so backed up.
Like a lot of locals, Bullwinkle can see different angles to the surge.
So the good thing is that there are people coming in, there's money coming into the area that was so depressed. But the bad thing is that a lot of people coming in don't appreciate the beauty, they don't take care of the creation that's here.
I talked to a few state park officials over the weekend who agreed that the crush of tourists can create problems, especially at peak times, like in fall leaf-looking season. But there are fixes. Matt Baker, the superintendent at Blackwater Falls State Park, told me he thinks the pandemic is laying the groundwork for the next generation of visitors and adventure seekers.
Like our campground last summer, we saw lots of families, young kids that went camping that may never have gone camping. They fall in love with it. They're taking their kids 30 years from now.
Baker says those camping trips happening now will ultimately build the next generation of people who love and protect places like Canaan Valley and Dolly's Hides. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Mason Adams in Canaan Valley, West Virginia.
Mason's story is part of a recent episode of Inside Appalachia, a podcast from West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.